watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of other stories that I'm looking at here. Requiring proof of citizenship to vote, being compared to a poll tax. Well, in a committee hearing yesterday, State Representative Jay DeBoyer, he is the chairman of Michigan House of Representatives Oversight Committee, was talking back and forth among themselves with other state representatives. One of the state representatives, Stephen Wooden, made a statement in response to Chairman DeBoyer's question. How many people voted that are not U.S. citizens in Michigan that we are either aware or unaware of? Well, his response made quote of the day, MERS News Service yesterday, the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Meaning we may not have the exact evidence to be able to prove it, but because we don't have it doesn't mean it's not happening. The comments back and forth was regarding a proposed constitutional amendment requiring Michigan voters to verify their U.S. citizenship before registering to vote. Well, it was teed up and was to be moved out of the House committee next week after an hour of mixed testimony. House Election Integrity Committee, that is being chaired by State Representative Rochelle Smith, along with Democrats and voting access proponents, called State Representative Brian Posehn's House Joint Resolution B as a poll tax of sorts, because it arguably could be that if you're required to show proof of citizenship in order to be a registered voter, that you'd have to pony up $130 for a passport or go through the process of getting a real ID. How about just showing your birth certificate? You can buy those online from county clerks all across the state of Michigan. You go to their website. You ask for a copy of your birth certificate. You pay the fee online. They mail it to you. You don't have to drive down to Oakland County like I would. because that's where I was born, Pontiac, Michigan, St. Joe's Hospital. Don't have to go to Oakland County. Do it online. They mail it to you. Well, they had some additional comments during the hearing. And one of the other problems they claim is obtaining an enhanced license. Well, this is part of me renewing my driver's license on my birthday, January 12th this year. I got an enhanced license. Just took my birth certificate, went into the local Secretary of State's office, paid the fee. Now I have an enhanced license. What is that? And how would that work to voting here in the state of Michigan under this proposed constitutional amendment? We'll get into all of that. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Discussing State Representative Brian Possumus, House Joint Resolution B, wanting the legislators to put it on the ballot to make it a constitutional amendment to our state constitution, requiring Michigan voters to verify their U.S. citizenship before registering to vote. Well, the poll tax argument came up by the Democrats, state representatives, in the committee hearing. Some of them saying that it costs $130 to get a passport or having to go through and pay for real ID. What is real ID? It's an enhanced driver's license. When it's time to renew your license, you take in a bank statement in your name at your home address, along with your birth certificate. You pay a $45 fee and get issued a new enhanced driver's license. What does that do for you? Well, first of all, you can travel to and from the United States, Mexico, and the Caribbean. It acts basically as a passport, as a birth certificate rolled into your driver's license. Republicans and voting security proponents rebuffed these arguments coming from the Democrats, saying it is not a poll tax. What it does is it adds security to our voting system, which has showed some vulnerability, especially in the last election when a Chinese national admitted to casting an early ballot at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Well, the back and forth over election security, election accessibility followed a fairly predictable pattern in the committee. State Representative Matt Colazar, a Democrat from Plymouth, asked a question to the Deputy Secretary of State, Angahol Edivi, which clearly got under Brian Possum's skin. He talked about the additional financial cost that this could bring to somebody in order to vote, Colazar said. Is it unfair to call this a form of a poll tax? Well, the Deputy Secretary of State answered, I don't think it's unfair to call it a poll tax. However, there's no cost right now, and this is taking us backwards and imposing a cost that I think is really unfair on families at a time when we're facing high inflation. Later in the committee, Possumus testified that this exchange was disingenuous. The fact that a member of this body would actually assume that I would be in any way, shape, or form be looking at instituting a poll tax? Yes, Representative, I'm looking directly at you because that is extremely offensive to me. It's just an outright lie meant to derail my efforts and meant to impugn my character, and I won't tolerate it. As the substance of the argument, the proposed constitutional amendment requires that the legislature create a hardship exemption for those who wouldn't be able to pay for an appropriate citizenship ID, which would most likely be a real enhanced driver's license. However, unless someone qualifies for this exemption, a Michigander wanting to register to vote would have to pay out of pocket to get this enhanced ID, whether it's a driver's license, a passport, or very simply a duplicate birth certificate, as well as a Social Security card that they wouldn't be able to obtain any other way. So if you don't have your Social Security card, you can go online or call your local Social Security office, answer some questions. They research, find your birth certificate, verify your Social Security number, and mail you a brand new card. I just got one a couple of months ago. Could not find my Social Security card. Haven't used it in years. Well, they sent it to me. I signed it, laminated it. It's in my wallet. Well, one of the other Democrats on the committee, Mai Zung of Warren, asked about senior citizens who may need to switch residence and have to re-register to vote at a new address. They voted probably the better part of their lives. Many of these seniors lack transportation. Some of them are even disabled. How are we supposed to expect them to find their way to their clerk's office to provide proof of citizenship? They may not even have their birth certificate. They have to request a certified copy. That takes time and it takes resources. Well, Posthumus and the deputy clerk, what is that title of that gentleman? Deputy clerk, I believe, is what it's called from the Secretary of State's office. Where did he go? Popped out of the ad. There it is. Deputy Secretary of State, excuse me, not clerk. Deputy Secretary of State. Well, at one point, Posthumus and him agreed on one point. The federal government does not have a rock-solid database or a list of everyone in the country who is an official U.S. citizen. This raises the questions of how the Elections Bureau is supposed to verify that someone is absolutely a U.S. citizen when there's nothing to cross-check that information against. Even Donald Trump admitted last night in his speech to the joint session of Congress, Social Security records. We have millions of people in the different 10-year brackets that he described, well over 100 years old, 110 to 120, 130 to 140. He said we even have one person that according to the Social Security Administration is 360 years old, older than this country. That's how screwed up Social Security files are. And some of these old people, Donald Trump joked, based on their age, there's still checks going out and they're being cashed by people who are 160, 170, 180 years old. Well, if you can't rely on Social Security to keep track of our citizens, the only other way you can do it, folks, is birth certificates. And even then, they're questioning how they can verify that information when there's no federal list to cross-check it against. Well, State Representative Jay DeBoyer, in bringing up the Chinese national who voted illegal last cycle, again, quote of the day, tee up. How many people voted that are not U.S. citizens in Michigan that we are either aware or unaware of? Democrat Grand Rapids Stephen Wooden, the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Wooden said that based on what he's seen in other states, he doubts a vast number of non-U.S. citizens are voting in elections. To weed out those handfuls, he said, I wonder if we're using a blunt instrument when we should be using a fine tool. Well, the Deputy Secretary of State agreed. But on questioning by State Representative Pat Altman of Six Lakes, he never gave a clear answer as to what the fine tool might look like. Behind the scenes, the drama behind the measure is fairly clear. House Republicans are expected to put the measure on the board to see which vulnerable Democrats vote against securing our elections. Question is, can they get to the two-thirds necessary, 74 votes out of 110, to pass the joint resolution? It's not a guarantee, since Republicans only have a 58 to 52 majority. 58? They're not there. They need 16 Democrats to vote for it. And even if they do, it's highly unlikely that the Democratic majority in the Senate is even going to take this up. So bottom line is, Brian, you're going to have to collect some signatures. And if you're amending our state constitution, I believe you're north of 600,000. Good luck with that. So we'll see where this goes. But it is definitely something that State Representative Brian Possemus wants to push and see if they can get it done in the House. If they can't, it dies. If he does get 16 Democrats to cross over and vote for it, it'll probably end up dying in the Democrat-controlled Senate. And of course, it doesn't require the governor's signature because it's a resolution. It is not a bill. Resolutions just require two-thirds passage in the House and Senate, and then they put it on the ballot. I got a very simple question. Would any of you have a problem proving your U.S. citizenship in order to be registered to vote? If you'd have a problem, text me why, for yes, it would. No, it wouldn't be a problem. Text me an N. We'll do an unscientific poll here for the next half hour and see what you guys come back with. Would it be inconvenient for you to prove your U.S. citizenship with a birth certificate and a Social Security card just to be registered to vote? Text me Y for a yes, it would be inconvenient, or N, a no. We'll see what the numbers are at the end of this half hour. Because the bottom line is, folks, the qualified voter files in this state are definitely stuffed with people that I believe should not be on the qualified voter files. Again, I'll give you some information to back that up in the next segment. My submission that I made to the mioversight.com website lays it all out. And if it's happening in our little tiny Antrim County, I can guarantee it's happening in yours. I can guarantee it's happening in Wayne County, Macomb, Oakland, Kent, Genesee. It's happening all across the state of Michigan. But here's the point. If we're going to do something about the qualified voter files, it has to be done this year, 2025. It's a non-election year. No state reps, no state senators, no U.S. congressmen, no governors. Nobody's on the ballot this year. So if we're going to clean these up, it has to happen this year. Outside of a few school millages coming up in May, that's it, folks. I'm talking statewide Lansing, elected or higher. We'll get into the documentation. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news.